9:30 by Theater Royale. We'll return with full news coverage an hour from now. It's 9 o'clock.
From out of the West comes Red Rider, America's famous fighting cowboy. Trouble brewing round Monterey territory, so ride, little beaver. Prod that pony.
You betcha. Get him a papoose. Get along. Get.
Come on, Thunder, hit that trail. The Adventures of Red Rider.
If you're looking for a car, you have lots to choose from. You can get this one. This one, or even one like this. At California Federal, we think you should have the same variety of choice in your car loans as you do in the car you're going to buy. We have loans with terms up to 6 years, loans with no down payment. You could even finance the tax and license. We even have a loan that can cut your payments almost in half, or let you buy this car for the same monthly payment as this one. Sound interesting? For more information about the full range of CalFed car loans plus current rates that are probably lower than your bank's, call or come into your nearby CalFed branch and do it today. California Federal, an equal opportunity lender. When it comes to car loans, it pays to check with us.
Although today the rich lands extending west from the Mississippi to the Pacific are integral parts of our great nation, there were times when those same plains groaned under the lash of political connivance and tyranny. And thus, as tonight's story opens, there is reason for us to find ourselves listening to a conversation going on in a dimly lit hotel room near the nation's capital.
Congress ought to have better sense than to do a thing like that, Senator.
Oh, granted, Mr. Bixby, but that's why I sent for you. I know that you have a vital interest in seeing that the Monterey Territory is not admitted to the Union.
Yeah, you bet I have, Senator. But if, like you say, they send that congressional committee up there to investigate, they'll grab at the chance of taking us in.
Will they, Mr. Bixby? Perhaps I forgot to tell you that I had myself appointed chairman of the investigating committee.
Well, now that's different.
The results can be exactly as we wish them, Mr. Bixby. If you can arrange it so that when the committee gets there, you might convince them of what I've been saying, that the Monterey Territory is still entirely too lawless to be blessed with the privileges of statehood.
Hey, you're a sharp one, Senator. Yes, indeed.
And by the way, is there someone in the territory you trust? Someone with whom you can work?
Yes, sir. I kind of work for him now. A man known as Colonel Lavelle. Smart man, the Colonel. And he'd stand to lose a lot of money if the territory was ever taken in as a state.
Very well, then. I suggest that you leave here at once.
Senator, you get your committee together and head west. By the time you get there, the Monterey Territory will be red with blood and black with gun smoke.
You'd never get back. Come in, come in.
Well, Colonel, I talked to the Senator, and we've got this whole thing right in our best pockets.
Good. What did you arrange?
All we've got to do is make sure that there's so much trouble here for the next month or so that the Congressional Committee coming out to look us over will never sanction us going in as a state.
Trouble, eh? Good. Now get out and get busy, because I want trouble with a capital T.
Thank you.
typewriter?
Yes, sir. All they need down here is a Chamber of Commerce, Little Beaver. A Chamber of Commerce and a slogan, something like Monterey Territory, the best in the West.
Well, if such rich country, Red Rider, then why you think him your friend, Mr. Martin, telegraphing you to come up here?
Well, it sounds to me as if you answered your own question, son. A country that's rich is generally rich with trouble, too.
See how much you mean, Red Rider.
Yes, I had an idea you would. All right, come on, son. Prod up that pony.
Be proud of that, Red Rider. Get along, Papoose. Get.
All right, fella. Stretch out there. Stretch out and run. Come on, Thunder.
Mr. Martin, you mean him to say that trouble go him on all the time like this? Does plenty shoot him up with no reason for it?
That's right, Little Beaver. No reason, the best I can make out. That's why I sent for you and Red.
Now, look here, Charlie. I'm a pretty innocent sort of an hombre, and I'm willing to believe almost anything. But you can't convince me that Owl Hooters pop out from behind rocks and start throwing shots just for target practice.
Red, I tell you, there's no reason. Leastwise, not as far as I can figure out.
Well, it's a cinch that whoever's making all this trouble isn't just doing it because they're healthy and need exercise.
Well, all I can say is, Red, it's a blooming mystery to me. And everyone I've talked to seems to agree with me. As a matter of fact, all they're interested in is how soon we can stop being a territory and become a state.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh? What do you mean, son?
You better ask him, Red Rider.
Yes, now we're getting someplace. And without knowing any more about it, I'd bet my Sunday Stetson there's someone who stands to profit by keeping you out of the Union.
Huh? And if Evan Big Ranger were here, we make him bet, too. We bet you buckskin jacket that Congress say him no one of you estate.
But if you're both right about that, Red, what do you think we ought to do? How can you combat something you don't know, you can't see?
Well, I'd say the first thing you've got to do is get as many neighbors as you can into a meeting hall someplace. And tell them that no matter what happens, they got to hold their tempers in check and not start shooting back. At least not until the bill to take in has passed Congress.
Well, I ask you to come here, Red, because I respect your advice. So if you say hold a meeting, we'll hold one before the sun comes up tomorrow morning. Yes, sir. We'll hold that meeting tonight.
Now, before you go flying off the handle, let me ask you a straightforward question. How many of you men want to see the Monterey Territory taken into the Union as a state?
I do!
All right, then. Is becoming a part of the United States worth enough to you to put a check line on your tempers and not to be stampeded into a range war that will, as sure as you're sitting here, end whatever chances you have of becoming a state today?
Gentlemen's right. Absolutely right.
Well, thank you. You're just the kind of a man who shouldn't be sitting out there in the audience, but who should be up here on the platform with me. Would you mind coming up?
Well, all right, Ryder. Though I'm not certain that making speeches is going to change the minds of this crowd.
Yes, that's it. Right up here. I don't believe I know your name, sir.
Laval, Ryder. Colonel Laval.
Well, Colonel, would you like to tell your neighbors just why you agree with me about keeping the territory peaceable until after Congress has voted on your petition?
Well, I don't know, Ryder. Seems you've told them every argument I can think of.
What do you both want us to do? Stand up and let some sidewinders we can't even see take shots at us?
Yeah.
And then just invite them back for more in case they miss the first time?
Yeah.
Now, what's wrong with you? Do you want to go on forever being governmental orphans? A wide-open, lawless territory without proper government and the privileges of a large democratic nation?
Now
you're talking. And if you'll just bear with me and not stir up a lot of unnecessary trouble until...
See him outside your window?
Red, are you all right?
Yes, but I wouldn't have been if Little Beaver hadn't warned me. All right, come on, all of you. Outside and let's get after that bushwhacking hyena.
I'll see you.
Come on, all of you. Out the front door and onto your horses.
Which way'd they go, Red? Did you see?
I did, Martin. They ran the horses into the alley behind the hotel and headed out of town.
All right, you men. Hit those horses and let's get after those yellow spine. Shadows?
Well, blast it, Ryder. Just saw one of them cutting behind the freight depot. Over towards those fields.
That's funny. We don't see him anything.
Well, we won't see
anything either. At this rate, let's knock on these horses and get after them. Come on, men, start throwing some lead.
Wasting a lot of good lead.
Well, the colonel said he was sure he saw them come this way.
I certainly thought I did. But we've ridden 5 miles now, and no, sir, I'm afraid we'd better give it up and call it a bad job.
All right, man, hold it. Lean up.
Well, Red, what do you think?
Well, what is there to think, Charlie? Someone took a shot at me at the meeting, and somehow he or they got away.
Kind of makes fools out of us, too, doesn't it, Ryder? After wasting our breath telling all these folks not to fly off the handle to start scratching leather, we did just that very thing ourselves.
Well, Colonel, now that I've been singled out for a target, I'm starting to feel just the way these other men do. But not being a resident of the territory, I may feel a little freer about swinging my gun when I find the man I think could use his answers neatly wrapped up in steel jackets. All right, Charlie, Little Beaver. We've got some heavy thinking to do, so let's be getting on back home.
Yes.
Well, we can sit here talking all night, Red, but I can't make head or tail out of the whole thing.
Well, frankly, neither can I. But there's one thing I am certain of. Those two shots thrown at me at the meeting weren't simply to provoke another outbreak of gunplay.
How do you know I'm that, Red Ryder?
How? Well, just look here, here on the side of my neck.
Well, I'll be darned.
Red Ryder, neck all bloody.
Yes, that's right. A 1/16 of an inch closer and those slugs would have stopped my talking, but permanently. Hmm. And I think that's just what those shots were all about.
You mean that someone didn't want you making any more speeches in the territory?
What do you think, Charlie? I'd say offhand that someone figures they can stop the territory from becoming a state by putting an end to my career as an amateur orator.
Huh.
But if I find that, Jasper, I'm sure going to keep on trying. I've got a few oratorical gestures left that I'm going to use. 10 awfully hard-boned knuckles to punch home the points I'm going to make.
Return to the adventures of Red Ryder in just a moment.
Hi, friends. Fred Rated for Federated, the biggest event of your life. Yes, if you ever wanted anything, you could plug in rush now to Federated's Fred Tag Sale. 2 days, just 2 days, just two, February 22nd and 23rd, Friday and Saturday, a sale so big we hesitate to call it a sale, and yet we must. And with every Fred Tag purchase, you'll receive absolutely free a limited edition decorator Fred Tag for your very own, huh? Get a 20-watt metal tape-capable Concord AM-FM cassette car stereo Fred Tag to just $139. 2 days, doors open at 8:30 a.m. Friday and Saturday, the Fred Tag Sale. So, anyway, what happened? Federated said to me, Fred, you've got just 2 days to help change the world. I thought, heck, what can you do in 2 days? You know, 2 days, and then it hit me like a 2-ton boulder. Get this. Every Federated auditorium-sized superstore will close at 4 p.m. Thursday in preparation for the biggest event in the history of the Nameless. And look at this. Beta Hi-Fi from Sanyo. Yes, the VCR you've been drooling for in glorious stereo with all the features you dare ask for. Fred Tag to a low of $396.36. That 2-day only Fred Tag sale. Doors open at 8:30 a.m. Friday and Saturday, February 22nd and 23rd for a lifetime of savings.
This is the news station. KNX 1070.
Now, as the second act curtain comes up, Red and Little Beaver are still in that rich patch of ground known as the Monterey Territory. Thunder and Papoose are kicking up their heels as our two friends jog along across the hills, heading for the town itself.
You want to know what me think of Red Ryder?
Not unless it'll throw some light on this blinking mystery. Oh, I sure would like to find out just who it was that tossed those two shots at me last night and then got away.
They got him one idea, Red Ryder.
You have? What's that, son?
Me think him so last night and still think him so. How come Colonel Laval see him bushwhackers ride him into alley, but nobody else see him?
Son, if we were playing horseshoes, I'd say you just made a ringer.
Oh, you think you maybe be getting pretty good, huh?
Pretty good? Well, aside from that appetite of yours and the fact that you don't like to go to bed nights, I'm almost willing to say that you're perfect. Now, let's rattle up these ponies of ours and pay a call on Colonel Laval. There's some questions I can ask him which might prove mighty embarrassing.
Okay, Papoose, get him going. Get along.
Now you're running, old boy. Nice and easy. Come on, Thunder.
Confound it, Colonel. Why don't you do something for a change instead of sitting around thinking of things for me to do?
Bixby, are you going to do as you're told? Are you going out and putting six slugs into that nosy, red-headed troublemaker?
No. By Jericho, I'm not going to do it. And if you think you can pull me into it...
Yes. And if I think I can pull you into it, what then? But maybe my 44 can answer that question. Answer it for both of us.
You're not scaring me none, Laval. You know blame well if you pull that trigger, you'd have half the town running in here to see what the trouble was.
Sometimes, Bixby, you surprise me. You actually think. But I'm still not taking a chance on having Ryder stay here and go up all our plans. Am I making myself clear, Bixby?
Confound you. I know what you're up to. You're trying to get me to Dry Gulch, Ryder. And then you'll turn around and...
What's the matter, Bixby? See a ghost?
Laval, quick. Look out at the hitch rack. That's Ryder just getting off his horse. And I got an idea. He's heading this way.
Well, now, that simplifies everything, doesn't it?
What do you mean?
Look, you don't want to take care of Ryder yourself, so I'm going to do it for you. I'm going to slip out through the back door. You stay here and talk to Ryder. Work him around so that his back's toward the alley window. And if you know what's good for you, you won't dare slip up.
Why, you crummy old coot. Someday you're going to...
Good morning. Colonel Laval around?
Why, no, not at the minute. I'm expecting him back.
You mind if I wait?
Oh, not at all. Just take that chair over there by the window. Hey, where are you going?
I'm not leaving. I'm just going to tell my little Indian partner that I may be longer than I expected. You better tie off the horses, little beaver. I may be a few minutes. Well, nice office the colonel has here.
Yeah, sure is. Here, let me get to that chair. There you are. Just stretch out.
Well, thanks, hon. Good Lord. Shot him clean through the back. Why, you bushwhacking sidewinder? Disappeared like all the rest of those dry cultures, and here I was standing flat-footed and...
Here. What's going on in my... Bixby! Kill him!
Now, see here, Laval, don't look at me like that. I had nothing to do with it.
Oh, no? I saw you just put your gun back into the holster. Why, you sneaking polecat?
Now, if you'll just look for yourselves, you'll see that the glass in the back window is broken.
Man,
and...
are you going to stand here and let this cold-blooded murderer try to talk his way out of this?
All right, Redhead. We're not wasting any time on you. Yeah. We're taking you down to the nearest oak and ending this once and for all.
You've been talking loco.
Huh? What do you mean, Redskin?
If Fred Ryder shoot him, anybody, the bullets must be gone out of his gun. And if still got him six bullets in his gun, then him no can be a murderer.
Now, wait a minute. I appreciate what you're trying to do, Little Beaver, but after those first shots, I went over to the window...
You better not talk him, Red Ryder. You just take him gun out of holster and give him to me.
But that's utterly ridiculous. You heard the shots in this...
There's no use squawking, Colonel. If the slugs are all in Ryder's gun, he couldn't have done it. All right, Ryder, hand your gun over. And just make sure you hand it butt-end first.
But if you'd only let me explain...
Here, let me give him your gun.
Thanks, son. Well, I'll be doggone. The little engine's right.
Yeah.
Not a bullet missing.
Not a bullet missing.
You see, Red Ryder, we got him better all the time.
Well, I'm sure glad you spoke up, Injun. In our anger, we almost done something we might have regretted the rest of our lives. Put her there, Ryder. I'm plumb sorry.
You're plumb sorry? Well, mister, this is one of the happiest moments of my life. I'm sorry to disappoint you, Colonel Laval. You'll have to find someone else to charge with that particular murder. Now, Little Beaver, let you and I get outside. There are several things that the two of us should have a talk about. Son, those two tree stumps over there by that little brook look like a good place for a conference. So what do you say we ran up here and have this over with?
Okay, Red Ryder. Oh, Papoose. Oh, boy. Oh.
All right, son. Now, I know that there were two shells missing from my gun. I fired through the back window myself at the tail of a man's coat. Now, how come the two bullets got back into my gun when you handed it over to that rancher?
Bullets no get them back into your gun, Red Ryder. Then we hand him to man come him out of dead man's holster.
What? Out of the dead man's holster?
Yeah.
But I saw you take it out of mine.
Oh, sure. When whole crowd rush him, you, me come in office and see him what happened. So while they too busy try him to drag him you to oak tree, and no pay him any attention to me. Me switch him two guns.
Well, I'll be jiggered. Not only are you turning into a quick thinker and a bodyguard, but you will end up on the stage of Hanlon's Opera House doing a magic act.
Yeah, best magic me can think of right now, Red Rider, is you and Little Beaver vanish from here before getting him in more trouble.
Not on your tintype, son. I think that man being killed in Laval's office is a pretty good tip-off on who to look for.
What you mean, him?
Well, I think the man was in with Laval, and Laval wanted to get rid of him and me at the same time. So he killed him and tried to get the mob to do the same thing to me, to keep his own hands clean.
Well, you never can prove that now.
Oh, you're right about that, son. What we've got to do is make it easy for Laval to pull another murder and just hope that we're lucky enough to stop him before he does.
Of course, Senator, it hasn't worked out 100%, but I think there's been enough trouble around Monterey for you to report to Congress that they have no business taking in the territory as a state.
Well, of course, but I certainly wish you'd gotten rid of Ryder instead of bungling that up. He's been a troublemaker for our crowd out here in the West as long as I could.
That's funny. Someone coming here this time of the night. Excuse me, Senator, while I open the door.
Evening, Colonel. Mind if I come in?
I am busy at the moment, Charlie. Couldn't you make it tomorrow?
No, I'm afraid this is one thing that can't wait.
Senator, this is Charlie Martin, a neighbor.
Well, how do you do, Mr. Martin?
Glad to know you, Senator. I hate to come in like this, but I'd like to talk to Colonel Lavelle alone.
Oh, so? What about, Charlie?
Well, I know who shot Bixby in your office today.
What? Oh, really? How interesting. Senator's here to find out just who it is who's been stirring up all the trouble, so he'll be just as interested as I in finding out what you know.
Now, wait a minute, Colonel, wait a minute. Are you sure you want me to tell who it was I saw?
Why, certainly. We've got to bring that kind of sneaking buzzard to justice. You know the man's name?
Well...
Then perhaps you can describe him. Would you say he was about my build?
Yes, I would.
And would you say he looked anything like Colonel Laval?
Yes, I'd say that, too. You see, I was coming down the other end of the alley when I saw the whole thing happen.
Well, Senator?
I'm afraid the gentleman is a little too frank to be trusted for long, Colonel.
Yes, that's just what I was thinking. What were you intending to do, Martin? Blackmail me?
Why, you confounded vulture. All that soft talk, and you're the one who's been trying to blow this territory to bits.
You're right, Senator. He's not a man to be trusted. And he's a bigger fool than I thought, coming here and exposing himself. I'm sorry to have to do this, Charlie, but our game's gone a little too far to allow you to break it up.
Well, go on, Laval. Stop that stalling. Get it over with.
Precisely what I intend to do. Right now.
What's up? You. Charlie, get the other one. I want Laval for myself. That's it, Charlie. You laid him out beautifully, didn't he, Colonel?
Ryder! You got away from me once.
Better save your breath, Laval. You're going to need it later.
Gosh, Red, you doubled up Laval like a jackknife. What did you mean he was going to need his breath?
I meant that we're going to give him a better chance than he gave us. We're going to give him a chance to tell his story before a jury. And maybe those 12 gentlemen will be indulgent enough not to hang him until after this territory he wanted to own becomes a state in the Union.
Yes, sir, we've finally become a state. And, if you ask me, the first official act of the legislature should be to make you the honorary governor.
Well, thanks just the same, Charlie. But to give credit where credit's due, they ought to put up a statue of Little Beaver in front of the state house. And as far as I'm concerned, not having any political aspirations, I'll settle if they just make me an honorary colonel. But there's got to be somebody around here to take the place of the lately deceased Colonel Laval.
Oh, no. You don't want to be in Laval's place. Maybe Little Beaver better get you back to Peanut Valley before you make a mistake. Goodbye, Mr. Martin.
Goodbye.
Give up, Papoose. Get along. Yeah.
Well, that's one redskin who won't vote for me, Charlie, yeah. So I'd better take him home and teach him a lesson. All right, how about it, Thunder? Let's head for Peanut Valley. Oh,
Come on, Thunder.
It's Leslie from Licorice Pizza, records, tapes, and video. You know, these days, enjoying hit movies is as easy and convenient as your neighborhood Licorice Pizza. You'll find hundreds of box office favorites like All of Me, Tightrope, and Romancing the Stone. Music videos, film classics, Disney cartoons, and lots more. Each just $2 a day. Wherever you are, there's a Licorice Pizza close by. So tonight, take home movies the easy way when you rent them from Licorice Pizza.
You'll find Licorice Pizza in Bellflower, West Covina, and Puente Hills East.
Don't miss the next exciting episode of Red Rider.